Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Wife wanted. Extra, extra paper. Wife wanted. Man has $15,000 yearly income. Read all about it. Wife wanted.
In our last program, you recall, my secretary and I were reading a threatening message from Utah signed Betty Jane. A taxi rolled up to the house. A man was being half pushed out of the cab, and for a moment, we thought the man was Howard. But our fear soon subsided when the driver found out he had the wrong address and drove away. Before me now, a letter from Frankfort, Kentucky. Will you kindly read it, Dorothy?
Dear Mr. Norman Howard, I read your ad wanting a wife in last Sunday's paper. I am 5'6", age 42, and a bit old-fashioned, as I have long hair. But I'm well-built. I can cook, but must admit I don't like it, and I don't like changing men with the weather. I can furnish you reference from my hometown banker, our minister, or a nice traveling salesman I met downtown last week. Nothing would suit me better than to have my own home, a new car, plenty of new clothes, nothing to do but enjoy life, and a maid to wait on me. You know, Mr. Howard, I don't think you have ever really lived, and I feel sure I could give you a thrill. I'm enclosing a photograph and anxious to know how you like me. Stella Carnegie, 2148 Northwest Hickory Plaza, Frankfort, Kentucky. Well, she doesn't want much.
They're not.
Mr. Howard answered her, too. See? Here's a carbon copy of his letter.
What did Howard write, Dorothy?
Let's see. Dear Miss Carnegie, a good man with a big income would not want any woman who can think only of her own welfare. You want a home, new car, nothing to do, and even a maid. Now, how can you hope to have all this when you're thinking only of yourself? Too many people think only of what they want, with no regard for others.
Very true, Dorothy. Very, very true. But what else did he say?
The only way for you to win and keep a good husband, Miss Carnegie, is to prove your own worth by not craving a good time at the expense of a husband. It is not what we want that really counts. It is what we actually do. Sincerely, Norman Howard.
A cute blonde, Carhop in Oklahoma, had a different conception of life. Now take the case of Mabel Ballinger. She wrote,
Dear Mr. Wife Hunter, you say you don't drink, don't gamble, smoke, or flirt. Well, big boy, I wonder what kind of needlework you do. You must be good at tatting baby clothes, too. You aren't afraid to chew gum, are you? But being serious now, if you really are what you say you are, how would you like a charming little blonde? Part Cherokee Indian, too. 5 feet, blue eyes, and cute as a kitten. All the he-men I know in Oklahoma smoke big cigars, drink fire water on their birthday, and wash their necks every Saturday night. I would like to see a picture of a Hollywood angel. What kind of a bird are you, anyway? Mabel Ballinger, 944 Conaway Hill, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, she was. That girl surely missed her calling.
Oh, boy, that was good. May I remind you that every letter and every incident in Wife Wanted was brought about through romantic women answering a want ad. Letters poured in from women in every walk of life and of every age and type. One being,
St. Paul, Minnesota, Sunday night. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. Dear Mr. Howard, I'm a school teacher, and I guess you would call me an old maid. I'm 32 years of age and never had a boyfriend. I'm surprised at myself for writing this letter. But the night is dark, cold, and bitter. I'm all alone. and a hoot owl outside is making the night ghostly. I feel so tired and lonely that for the first time in all my life, I long for the embrace of a good man. I'm a religious woman, and I do hope I'm not committing any wrong in writing to you. I believe I could really love any man who won't drink, gamble, smoke, or flirt. Heaven knows, such a man would be the ideal of every lonely school teacher in Minnesota. Please don't show my letter to anyone, but do write me. Jeanette Cooper, Apartment 8, 489 Rankin Circle, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, the poor little schoolmarm. She'll never get anywhere in that mood, will she?
No, Dorothy. I think we should write a letter to that woman.
All right.
Dear Miss Cooper, I read your letter carefully, and I think you're allowing your own mood to get you down. I have an old Indian friend who told me one day that all good Indians paid greater tribute to the sun because sunshine made trees grow, flowers bloom, fruits ripen, and without sunshine in the heart of everything, nothing could live. In part, he said, every person who will get out into the open and love nature as the Indian did will find health and happiness. And do you know, Miss Cooper, by doing this very thing, I recently found a real companion. What you need is a change of mood and sunshine of the great outdoors. So why not spend every Saturday and every Sunday among the trees and the birds? Why not inhale pure air and study the beauty of nature, Miss Cooper? This change of life will give you new thought and more peace of mind than anything in the world you could do. May you have the best of good luck and good wishes for the coming year. Sincerely, Norman Howard.
Oh, dear. I never knew there were so many lonely women in the world.
I only wish that we could do something to help the people, Dorothy.
You're certainly doing your part, Mr. Nolan. I think it's very fine of you to take care of Mr. Howard's mail in this manner.
Thank you. And I'm trying very hard to carry out what I believe that Norman would want me to do, Dorothy.
Hello? Oh, it's a long distance from Parkville, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Who is calling from that far away?
Who is it, please? The Miss Allen calling, Mr. Howard. Oh, say, I remember. That's the woman who sent a long, silly telegram to Mr. Howard.
I'll take it on the extension line.
Say, why not change your voice and have a little fun?
Not a bad idea. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Howard?
Hello?
Oh, gosh. I was afraid I wouldn't get you. Did you receive the box of perfume I sent you, Mr. Howard?
No, I don't recall getting a package from Pennsylvania. Did you send one?
Well, ain't you the Mr. Howard who advertised for a wife?
Oh, I understand. What is your name, please?
Molly Allen. I'm a cousin of Buck Allen, one of our famous politicians. Say, what kind of a wife does you want, Mr. Howard?
Can you cook?
I thought you wanted a wife.
I know, but, lady, we can't live on love all the time.
Well, I's 32, and I'm single, and 5'9", and I got blue eyes, and I weigh 210 pounds. But I ain't got a bit of fat on my whole body.
Well, Miss Allen, do you ever do any work?
Do I work? Say, I gets up for daylight, make the fire, feed 18 hogs, and milk 10 cows for breakfast.
Oh, my.
I'm a real woman, Mr. Howard. Say, do you think I would suit you?
Well, I don't know, Miss Howard. You know, I don't know very much about women. I never had a sweetheart, you know.
Oh, Mr. Howard, you thrills me. You see, I ain't never been kissed or hugged since I was a baby. We would be two of a kind.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Howard, but do you accept the charge?
A charge? What charge?
Miss Allen placed the call, correct? Do you okay the charge?
31 years old, 32 years old, 210 pounds, and never been...
Do I okay the charge? I should say not. You tell that woman for me that I'm going to...
As we continued to read the mail that morning, we came across seven letters from a woman in Texas, each one containing a picture of herself, and on the back of each picture, she had drawn a speeding plane upside down, nosedive, doing a stunt here and there, and it was while we were commenting about this particular letter when...
Oh, another telegram, I guess.
Thank you, Miss Howard.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it. An air mail from Amarillo, Texas.
What is that there?
Dear Mr. Howard, I'm not red-headed, bull-legged, cold-hearted, or freckle-faced. You say Texas women are timid. Well, I want you to know I'm the daughter of a famous cattle rancher. I can ride a bronc, handle a gun, and I can fly my own plane. I know your place. I was in Hollywood all last summer. And by the time you read this letter, you may find out what a Texas cowgirl can do. Cora Hartley, 4829 Abbottville Terrace, Amarillo, Texas.
Well, what do you suppose she means, Mr. Nolan?
Heavens knows, I don't know. Some of these Texas women will call a man's bluff quick as a cat.
Listen, what's that?
That's my
bluff. Oh,
what?
Let's go see.
What?
Oh, it's a red plane. And a woman pilot.
Beautiful plane.
Well, look. She's dropping a package. And there's another package.
Hurry. Look at that dip.
Oh, what on earth is she doing?
Don't ask me. Doesn't she have courage, though?
Oh, what do you suppose she dropped? Come on, let's find out.
Cora Hartley kept her word. She came in that beautiful red plane, swerving, dipping, crossing and recrossing the Howard Garden, dropping a package with every turn. And when the plane had roared away, we found each package contained a gift.
One had a beautiful fountain pen, another a book, another three fancy ties, and one had a $10 pair of driving gloves.
And to each gift, Cora had attached words of love and kisses, closing by saying... Now, what do you think of a Texas cowgirl?
And do you mind, Mr. Nolan, telling our listeners how these letters and incidents were brought about?
No, indeed, Dorothy. My best friend, Norman Howard, ran a want ad saying he had $15,000 yearly income and he wanted a wife. He advertised that he did not drink, did not smoke, didn't gamble, or even flirt. And over 9,000 letters and 3,000 photographs came to him within 1 month. Meanwhile, my friends, all names and all incidents in Wife Wanted are fictitious. And any similarity in names with any person living or dead is not intentional, but purely coincidental. In our next program, we will tell you about a businesswoman in Eugene, Oregon. An interesting story. A beauty operator in Joplin, Missouri. And a minister's wife in Bangor, Maine, who joined a get-acquainted club.